Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Nun Beis and Maseches Ksubis. It is the 974th daf in Shas. May everybody have Siyata D'Shemaya in their preparations for the Kedusha of Pesach. It's a busy time. These dapim are not easy, but at the same time, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we continue to march along together. Our daf is going to continue discussing what we had begun yesterday, and that is a woman who was taken into captivity. A, her status, that the Mishnah told us that she is mutter to her husband if her husband is a Yisrael. B, is the husband's responsibility to redeem her. The Gemara will begin discussing that, as well as the state of a woman whose husband is a Kohen. That's much more complicated. And then the Gemara will clarify all of the reasons why a woman who's taken to captivity is going to be mutter to her husband. After the Gemara clarifies many of those halachas, the Gemara will discuss an interesting shaila, a case of a woman who's taken into captivity when her husband is alive, and then her husband dies. So what's the status in terms of the yesomim, the children? Do they have to redeem her? Also, our Gemara will get involved, going on to Amud Beis, a very, very important halacha on the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis, and that is Ein Poidin Es Hashuin Yesar Kedei Adimeim Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam, that there was a takana that was instituted to protect people, not to ransom someone who's taken into captivity more than their value. This, unfortunately, is even halacha l'maisa today. Something relevant in our society that is shrouded and darkened by a society that is antithetical to it, and that is a society of terror that has unfortunately grown up around us, particularly those of us who are living in the Middle East. And it's, of course, infecting the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us and our children. And then our daf will continue with a new Mishnah in regards to the Ksuba of Benin Dichrin. And we will conclude those halachas of Ksuba Benin Dichrin that we've already alluded to in the past, and we'll explain again, Bezer Hashem, what that is. Let's pick up where we had left off yesterday. Nun Aleph on the Beis. Baruch Hashem, I think we're setting a record over here. How many Bli Ayin Hara consecutive days of Daf Yomi now that I have Bein Azmanim. So my priority is no longer the Talmidim that sometimes take up the time that's allotted for the Daf Yomi. So Baruch Hashem, we could continue to pound along together, Bli Ayin Hara. The Gemara continues 8 or 9 lines from the bottom, Nun Aleph on Beis. Amar Yehuda, Hani Nishi de Ganvi. Women that were taken into captivity by robbers, by bandits. Sharyin Leguvrayu, they're permissible to their husbands. And we don't have to presume that they had relations willingly with those robbers. Amli Rabban the Rav Yehuda, the Rabbanan asked Rav Yehuda, are you so sure? Vakamat min luhu nahama. They bring them bread, like a wife to a husband. Says Gemara Machmas Yira. It's not because of love, it's because they fear them. Giri. But they prepare for them their arrows. They get their ammunition ready for them. Says Gemara again, Machmas Yira. Also out of fear. Just because they're doing something for them doesn't mean that they're having a real relationship with them. Asks the Gemara. But the Gemara points out, But of course, if they have the opportunity to escape and they don't, so then in such a case, then it's true that they'll be usher to their husbands. Tan Rabban, Shvuyei Malchus, Harein Kishvuyin Ginuve. Someone who's taken to captivity by political figures, by kingdoms, so they're like Shvuyin Ganvi, that Rav Yehuda was matter. Listos, Einon Kishvuyin. However, if they're robbers, then they're not considered like Shvuyim, and therefore they're usur. The Gemara in a moment is going to ask, that contradicts what we learned above. Just one correction, Shvuyei Malchus Harehen Kishvuyim Kama. Shvuyei Malchus are like Shvuyim that we learned is Mutter. Ginuve Listis Einon Kishvuyim. They're not like those who are taken into captivity. Well, Tanya Ibch asks the Gemara, but didn't we learn the opposite? Says the Gemara, Malchus Amalchus Lo Kasha. It depends on what type of captivity they're going into. What type of kingdom has taken them captivity? One is talking about a case of Malchus Achashverosh. Let's take a look at Rashi. But Malchus Achashverosh, Henk Yeshruyin, Lefisha Mel Godolho,
who v'yodas lo yisa ena ubilasa ba'ones. It's a large kingship. She has no anticipation that she's going to become a queen, and therefore he's going to have to rape her. However, the other is Malchus ben Netzar. Ben Netzar says Rashi list them how they were gangsters. In that case, the woman, God forbid, would be optimistic. The Svara, she thinks, Minsav Kanasalov and Avelis Baratzon. She thinks maybe he'll marry her, and therefore she goes willingly. The Gemara now asks, but what about the fact that we had a contradiction in regards to Listus? We learned Listos Einon Kishvuyim, yet we have a brisa that says that they are considered like Shvuyim and Mutter. Listos Listos Lokasha Ben Netzar Hob Listim Da Alma. It depends on whether we're talking about Ben Netzar or Listim Da Alma. As we mentioned above, Ben Netzar, she'll do it willingly. However, Listim Da Alma, so then in such a case, they're just rough people that she has no potential of getting ahead in life by doing it beratzon, and therefore she will not. Haba ben Netzar, haba listen to Alma. Asks the Gemara, ben Netzar, hasam kar lemelch vachli kar listem. Sometimes you're calling ben Netzar kings, and sometimes you're calling them gangsters. Which are they? Answers the Gemara, it depends. Life is relative. In gabi achashverish listemu, vis-a-vis achashverish, they are like gangsters. Gabi listem to Alma melechu, but compared to the regular run-of-the-mill robbers, they're actually more regal. It's like what was the expression that they have for the mafia? They're honored men or something like that. Either way, these are more chashiva guys, closer to what I guess the parallel to that today, in some ways, would be the mafia. Ubikahenes Adrinach l'medina seich. We learned two lines from the bottom of an alpha and a beis, based on the Mishnah, that if a Kohen is married to a woman who's taken into captivity, he needs to redeem her. That's part of the Chiyuvei Ksuba, as we learned in the Mishnah. Unfortunately, though, she's going to be usher to her husband because of the chashash that she was raped. Amar Abaye, almana l'kohen gadol chayv liftosa. If an almana married a kohen gadol, that we learn that the halacha is in Perek Almana Nizonos, later on in Kufa Mebeis, based on a Mishnah also in Yevamos that we learned together, that the marriage takes effect, and not only that, there is a Ksuba and Tnai Ksuba. Even though, of course, the Torah says in Parshas Emor that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Almana. Nevertheless, he has to redeem her, Shani Korebo, continues the Gemara, because on him we apply Bekenes Adrinach Lemedina Sech, that he needs to bring her back to her Medina, to the country, to save her from the captors in Mosul or somewhere there in these awful cities in Iraq and in Syria. Says the Gemara in the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Mamzerusum Nesina LiYisrael Ein Achayv Laftosa. However, if the Almana is a Mamzerus, in other words, the woman that the Kohen is going, Kohen Gadol is married to, is a Mamzerus, or she's a Nesina, even if it's to a Yisrael, since a Yisrael is not allowed to marry Mamzeres Nesina, ain't a chayiv lefetosa. He doesn't need to redeem her. She'ein ani kore ba, because I can't fulfill this expression of the Mishnah, vosvinach li into, because when we're dealing with the Yisrael, now we've segued into Yisrael on the top of Amud Aleph, so then in such a case, he's the chiyuv to redeem is to bring her back as a wife. And Mamzeres Nesina, if he was married to her inappropriately, he cannot take her back as a wife. Rav Amar, kol she'isur shviya gorem la, chayiv liftosa. Isur davar acher gorem la, eina chayiv liftosa. The rule of thumb, says Rava, is the following. Rava reiterates what Abaye said, but he gives a very clear rule. Let's take a look at Rashi on the last wide line that explains it beautifully. Rav Amar b'mimzeres unesina ka Abaye sfir le. He agrees with Abaye, delo ishtabid lo, that he doesn't need to redeem her. However, he disagrees in regards to Alman L'Kohen Gadol based on the logic that we had read in the Gemara. Aval continues Rashi on the first narrow line, Ba'alman L'Kohen Gadol Poligala. He disagrees by Alman L'Kohen Gadol. Va'amar Me'ikara Lo Ishtabid L'Kohenes. He says that there isn't a chiyuv for the Almana to be redeemed to the Kohen Gadol because Vahadrinu L'Medina Seich does not apply. Ela machma she'asra shvuya alav. only if it was that she now is prohibited to the Kohen Gadol because she was taken into captivity, then he needs to return her. Aval in Eseres Machmas Davar Acher. But if the husband was already Aser to her, lo nishtabed, then in such a case, he doesn't have a responsibility to redeem her. The Tanai Ksuba di Yisrael v'Kohen Shavin, because the Tanai Ksuba of Yisrael and the Kohen is the same. Ela sha'Kohen Masni Ma Shafil Teyasa Machmas Shviyasa. When it comes to the Kohen, so then the condition is that he'll redeem her even if she becomes Aser due to her be taken into captivity. And Allah is if she's raped, she's still Aser to her husband. However, when it comes to a Yisrael, he will have to redeem her because she's not Aser Tim. However, if she's already Aser Tim, because she's a Mamzeres and a Sina, then the Yisrael doesn't have to redeem her. So it turns out that Yisrael and the Kohen are the same thing. That if they're already, the woman is already Aser to him, so then in such a case, they do not have to redeem her. If the woman is Aser to him because of what happened in captivity, then he will still have to redeem her, and that's why, as Rava says, if the Shviya is Gorim Law is Chayvav Dosa, if Davar Acher is Gorim Law, ain't a Chayvav Dosa. Continues the Gemara, five lines from the top, Lema Ketanoi, let us point out that this is a Machlekes Tanoi, Madar is Ishtoi V'nish Beis, if a man makes a neder that he's not going to give his wife any hanah from him, and now she's taken into captivity. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to redeem her, and he gives her her ksuba. So we have a machloikis whether there's pidyon. So what do we see? Now the Gemara clarifies this machloikis between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Rabbi Nassan shalti asumchis. I asked sumchis kisham Rabbi Yeshua Nassan la ksubasa ve'ena poide. The shita Rabbi Yeshua is that if he made a neder that he's not going to have an offer from his wife, then he doesn't redeem her. Kishe diro l'b'saif nishbis. Are we talking about a case where he first made the neder and then she was taken into activity? Oh, b'nishbis l'b'saif hadir. Or she was taken into activity and then he made the neder. Va'amar li, and he told me, lo shamati. I never had an exact tradition as far as that goes, but v'nirun natvarim, but it would appear to me, says Sumchus, Shehediro l'b'self nishbas. So we're talking about a case he made a neder and then she was taken into captivity. Diyamit nishbas l'b'self adira. If you're going to say it's talking about a case where she was taken into activity and then he made the neder, Sumcha says something logical. Asali rume. Then he'll come to every time a woman is taken into activity, if there's a husband who's not such a good guy, he'll do this trick. He'll then say he's madir and then he won't have to redeem her. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion of Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua that started off in a brisa. Now deduces the Gemara. My lab b'madreishes koyim kamiflagi. It would seem to us, says the Gemara, the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua is about a case of an eishes koyim. Now, why the Gemara assumes that we're talking about an eishes koyim? Rashi explains in the Ibra Maschel, my lab b'madreishes koyim. Let's take a look at Rashi. B'koyim shehidris ishtoi. We're talking about a case of a koyim made neder for his wife. Dibi Yisrael, because it was a Yisrael, loymer Rabbi Eliezer poyte. And it's hard to imagine Rabbi Eliezer would say that he should redeem her. Share einani kare bo tnai ksuba as Yisrael v'svina lach leintu. Because you can't fulfill the tnai ksuba of, as we saw in the Mishnah, that he redeems her for her to be a wife. Ela b'koyin kaimina. Must be talking about koyin. Umishum shani kare bo v'adrinach lumdi nasech. But there you could fulfill, bring her back to the country. So come Rabbi Eliezer poide. So Rabbi Eliezer seemed to say that your poide v'afagav continues Rashi disodav rachor gorim loy. Even though there's another Isser that's being goreim that he can't live with her, nevertheless, he has a responsibility to redeem her. Va'abaye back into our Gemara, Damar Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye, who says that there is a chiyuv, one of the Kohen Gadol will work in a consistence with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Kohen has to redeem his Madir Ishto, even though she's ushered him, V'Rava, but according to Rava, who says that once that there is an Isra Acher that's Gurim, he doesn't need to redeem. So too over here, there's an Isra Acher, Domer Rabbi Yeshua. He seems to be following your Rabbi Yeshua. Says Gemara, Loi Hachamai Skinon, Kigoin Shinid Nadra Ihi, Vikiemla. We're talking about a case where she made a neder and he was Mekayim the neder. And there, Rabbi Eliezer Sarva, Hu Nasan Etzman Bein Shina. Rabbi Eliezer says he put a finger between her teeth. By allowing her nether to take effect, he got himself bitten. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, he nasan etzba bein shina. Rabbi Yeshua says it's her fault because she made the neder in the first place. In other words, explains Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi again. It's not dependent on the machlokas abayin rava, whether you say the svara when there's a davar acher that's gurim, then he doesn't have to redeem her. That's not the issue. Even if there's an Isser Dover Shalacho, not through a Neder. Inam Bekohenes Aidei Neder, the Kuli Alma Ikabai Kirava. It could go either way in this Machlokas Tanai. Vahacha, but over here, Kigon Shinodrihi, Vikaimla, Husha Amar Yiskayim, O Hechrish Velo Hefer Biom Shama. Either he was Makayim the Neder or he doesn't revoke it. Ubisrol Pligi. And by Yisrael, we have a Machlok. The time to Rabbi Shua, the Kasavah, he nas nights, my bain Shineha. According to Rabbi Shua, she did herself in Vinosh Chaso, Klamahi Gar Malatzal Vatal Tanat. She caused herself by making a ned there that he no longer has to redeem her. Sheni Yechalkos Bisral Vosvina Lachlintu, because they can no longer fulfill by him redeeming her that she goes back to him as a husband, because she's now usher to him. He did the mistake because he wasn't mefer the neder. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshua's logic of nasna etzba ben shina, ihi nasna etzba ben shina, ksuba mayavidita. How are you going to explain the ksuba? In regards to the ksuba, everybody says that she does get the ksuba. Why then does he have to pay the ksuba if she was the one who messed it up? V'su'am Rabbi Nassan, also Rabbi Nassan said, Shalti sunkish kisham Rabbi Shua Nassan k'subasa, what we learned above, v'ein apodik k'she'diru l'b'sof nishvesof b'shnis b'sof diru v'amar lo shamati. Rabbi Nassan asked Sumchas whether the neder took place before or after, and he said he didn't hear. V'nadra ihi, if we're talking about a case where she made the neder, mali adiru l'b'sof nishves, who cares if she made the neder and then she was taken to activity, mali nishves b'sof adira. Ela, so the Gemara, because of these two questions, gives an upshat. La'olam da'adra ihu. We go back to the original assumption because of the above questions, and we have to say he made the neder. V'abaye mitarza tamei, v'rav mitarza tamei. And Abaye will answer according to his shita, and Rava will answer the brice according to the shita. Abaye mitarza tamei. Abaye, who says that the halacha is not dependent on whether there is a iser davar acher that is goreim, and the most important part is whether you could fulfill the words according to Abaye or Adrinu Limdina Seich. So then, in such a case, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? Abaye mitarets tamei amon el kohen gadol kuli amlo pligi dechay lefdosa. When it comes to amon el kohen gadol, all the tanoim Abaye claim says that he has to redeem him. Mamzeres nesin yisrael kuli amlo pligi deenachay lefdosa. As Abayit argued that Mamzeris and Asina, because she can't stay with Yisrael, then he doesn't have to redeem her. However, it's going to be a unique machlokas. Before we say what the machlokas is, another case where there's a full agreement. Madir Eishes Kain Nami Kulei Alma Lo Pligi Dechai Lufdosa. If the fellow makes a neder by an Eishes Kain, so then he has to redeem her. Dehainu Alman L'Kain Gadol, because that's no different than the Alman L'Kain Gadol, because he could bring her back to Medina. Ki pligi, so then when did we have this machloikis? Hamadir is ishtoi v'nishbeis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. That is be'eshe b'madir eishes Yisrael. We're talking about when a Yisrael made a neder that he's not going to have hana from his wife. That's going to be the case. Rabbi Eliezer Azel Basam Eikara. Rabbi Eliezer says you focus on the fact that he was the one who made the neder. More precisely, Basar Meikar means that you go after the beginning of the Tanai, in other words, the time of Nisuin. And at the time that they got married, so then in such a case, he was able to stay married to her and to be poed to her. Rabbi Yeshua Azal Basar Besaif. But Rabbi Yeshua goes after the end. Because of the neder, he can no longer stay married to her, and therefore he does not have to redeem her. Rava Mitaritz L'tamei. Rava learns up the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua according to his position. Again, to remind ourselves and emphasize that this is the Shita La Halacha, it seems. And that is that if the Iser Shvuya is Gorem Law, so then in such a case he has to redeem her, even though he's now Aserter. But if it's a Dover Acher that's Gorem, so then in such a case he does not have to redeem her. So therefore, what emerges is as follows: Almana L'Kayin Gadol Mamzer Sinsin Yisrael Kuleyam Lo Pliyi Dein Chayv L'Fdos. In contrast to Shita of Abayu, says Almana L'Kayin Gadol he needs to redeem. Rava holds that since there is an Iser Dover Acher that he can't stay married to her, so then in such a case he doesn't redeem. Need to redeem her. Key plea. So what is the machloikis? B'madir, bein eishes kain bein eishes Yisrael. In a case of madir, when he says that he's not going to live with her, that he's not going to give her any anah, whether she's an eishes kain or eishes Yisrael, Rabbi Eliezer sav azel basam eikar. Rabbi Eliezer focuses on the shas, haned, the shas hatnai, when they originally got married, and then he was able to be married to her. Rabbi Yeshua Azal Bas herself, Rabbi Yeshua says you go at the time that he made the neder and he can't stay married to her, and since he can't stay married to her, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he does not have to redeem her, while according to Rabbi Eliezer, you look at it from the time that they made the Tanai, Ksuba, and in such a case then he was able to stay with her, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he needs to redeem her. The Gemara continues in regards to Halacha that when his wife is in captivity, he needs to redeemer. Nishbeis chayv liftos atan rabbona. Nishbeis b'chayi baila. An interesting shayla. She was taken into captivity when her husband was alive. Acha kach meis baila. Then the husband died. So now, what's going to be in regards to redeeming her? Is there a requirement to redeem her from his estate? Hikar ba baila. So the Braisa tells us as follows. If the husband, we found out about this, so then Yarshin Chayv Liftosa, then in such a case, the inheritors do have to redeem. Lo Hikar Ba Baila, but if the husband was not aware of it, Ein Yarshin Chayav Liftosa. So then in such a case, the Yarshim do not have to redeem. Levi Savar L'Me'evet Uvda Ki Amasnisa. Levi thought to Paskin, based on the simple reading of the Brice as we have it, Amalei Rav, Hachi Amar Chavivi. This is what I heard in the name of Chavivi, the dear one. Who is Chavivi? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says is Rabbi Chia, who is the uncle of Rav. Since we don't pass like this, but rather like another Tosefta that appears in our Masechta in Perik Dalet. Nishbeis la'achar misas baila, if she's taken to captivity after her husband dies, any yisom chayv liftosa. Then the yisom don't have to redeem her. V'lo od el afilu nishbeis b'chayi baila v'akach meis baila ein ha'yisom chayv liftosa. And not only that, even if she's taken into captivity when her husband is alive, still the inheritors do not have to redeem her. Shein ani koyrid ba v'osvinach li'intu. Because what did we say the Tanai Ksuba is? The Tanai Ksuba is that he has to return her as his wife if she's taken into captivity. But if he's dead, so then obviously she can no longer be returned to as his wife. So then in such a case, the halacha would be that there isn't any chiyuv on the yarshim to redeem her. Tana rabbana nishbeis, if she was taken into captivity. Ad asara bidamim. Even if they demand the captors 10 times her value. Pam rishona poda, the first time, you redeem her for any amount of money. Mikan ve'elach, afterwards, ratza pode, ratza ena pode. If you want, you can redeem her, and you don't have to redeem. However, the opinion of Shimon Gamliel has been etched into the halacha, as well as into the history of Klal Yisrael. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, turning on Tom Bez, Ein poidines hashvuin yasara k'dei demeim, p'nei tikuno oilam. We don't redeem captives more than their actual value because of tikkun olam. Because what's going to happen, as the terrorists have mastered today, is once we overpay, so then in such a case it just encourages them to do more and more and more. Obviously, we need to spend a lot more time before we apply this in an opinion lahalacha, but Chazal b'chachmasan had this halacha mepnei tikkun olam. Habichdei demeim poden. But for their value, we redeem them. Afagav de perkuna yosarak subasa, even though it's more than her actual value of the ksuba, even if it's more than 200 zuz. asks the Gemara, is that so? Three lines from the top, Nun Beis, Nun Beis, Rimini, I'll ask you a kasha. Nish Beis, Vayimavak Shemi Menu, Adasar, Biksubasa. If she's taken into captivity and they demand 10 times her Ksuba. Pam Rishona, the first time, Poda. Then you redeem her, Mikan Ve'elech, Ratsa, Poda, Ratsa, Ena, Poda. That if you want, you can redeem, and not, or you don't have to, which is consistent with the opinion of the Tanakhama that we had all the way in the bottom of Nun Beis, Amin Al. From Shimon Gamliel, Aymer. Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Amaya perkana kenege ksubasa podet. If the amount that it costs to redeem her is worth more than the ksubasa, then podet. Then she's redeemed in lav eina podet. And if not, you don't redeem her. So what do we see? We see that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't redeem her more than the value of the ksuba. Answers the Gemara, well, that's a point of disagreement. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, trei koli yisle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes out lenient on both sides. But these are two different issues. One issue is whether you redeem more than the value of the ksuba. Another issue is whether you redeem her more than her value as her monetary value. And here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel goes to kula in both instances. La halacha, we might not go to kula in both instances. In other words, we might say, as the Tanakhama says, that the first time you need to redeem her even 10 times the ksuba, even though we would not redeem her more than her actual value. Those are two different shitas, and it is possible that a very, very, very successful businesswoman or a very, very talented diamond cutter would be worth 10 times the value of her ksuba. And in such a case, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that there would be a chiyuv to redeem her. On the other hand, in the inverse, if she doesn't have any particular value, and that is less than her ksuba, then the chiyuv would only be to redeem her up until her value. Loksa chayiv l'raposa. If one's wife, God forbid, becomes sick, then there's a responsibility of the husband to take care of her, that she is healed. Tan rabbanan. We learn in the Tosefta. Amon and izaynis v'nichse yisayim mutzvichu refua. Just like the halacha is, that an almana is fed from the nechassim of the yisomen, as we referred to a couple of dapim ago. So too, when it comes to refua, it's like mizonos. If the refua has a particular amount, so then in such a case, then the yisomen don't have to pay that, but rather it comes from the ksuba. However, she'ein lo kitzva, if it's unpredictable, harehu kimezonos. Because it's similar to mezonos, and that mezonos is also a constant but fluctuating chiyuv. And therefore, if it's fluctuating, so then in such a case, some days a person needs a little bit more, some days a little bit less, sometimes the price goes up, sometimes the price goes down. So therefore, if it's a refuah she'ein lo kitzva, it's closer to mezonos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also hakazas dam be'eretz Yisrael. In regards to hakazas dam, bloodletting eretz Yisrael, a refuah she'ein lo kitzva, it is like a refuah that doesn't have an amount, because they would consistently do hakazas dam, and it was therefore something similar to mezonos she'ein lo kitzva. Kraver de Rabbi Yochanan, there were relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, hava luhu isis. Abba David Sricha Refua Kol Yom. They had a relative, in other words, the wife of their father, that needed a refua every day. Also came to Rabbi Yochanan. So they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and they asked him what they should do. Amar Luhu, he said to them, Ezilu Kotzlu Midi L'Refua. Make up an amount of the refua. So therefore, you'll be able to turn the refuah into a chiyuv ksuba. So make up an amount and then take it out of the ksuba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan quickly added, Asinu atzmenu karche ad dayanim. Now we've made ourselves like an arbiters of din and sided the din in your favor. In other words, the moment we give it a set amount, so then it will come from the ksuba and not come from the mezonos. And therefore it was wrong for me to suggest something that's going to help you out. Asks the Gemara, that's a very good point. The mission of Avos is very, very critical of those who make themselves ka'archei hadayonim, suggesting ways to circumvent to the litigants when you yourself are a dayan. Says the Gemara, says, Could Rabbi Yochanan have made such a mistake just as a mistake? Must have been not. Must have been that he had some type of cheshbon in the beginning and then he changed his mind. Explains the Gemara. May cover Savar originally. He thought based on the pasuk Yeshayo, Mipsar Chalos Sisale, that since he is a relative, he should do everything to help his relative out. Lubsov Savar Adam Choshev Shani. In the end, he decided that because here he was being asked as an Adam Choshev advice, so then in such a case, it could appear as if he's tilting the din in their behalf, and therefore he should not suggest this. From Rashi on Daf Pei Vavam and Aleph emerges that really Rabbi Yochanan didn't do anything wrong by giving them advice because he was a relative. Maybe we would add, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't approached as a dayon. However, the admonishment of not making yourself ka'orche hadayonim means that it will come across to people as if you're taking sides. You're favoring one person over the other. So, says Rashi, if your own relative, you're allowed to give them advice. However, if it's an Adam Choshev, then people will learn and start taking sides in every machlokas, and that's not the job for an Adam Choshev. A lot of times, he's supposed to stay low and be quiet and not get involved. I've been zochet to see this a lot from a Reinor of Nevensal Shlita, that there's a tremendous, powerful shtika that he has, which of course, when he opens up his mouth, then makes it that much more meaningful. Not to be Ba'orcha Dayanim always taking sides. The Mishnah continues. Lo kasav lo ben indichrin dehavi lechami noi inon yarsun kesef ksubaseich yeser achalkehen dimachen chayiv shoots nai beznet. Benin Dichrin is an important halacha in the Ksuba. And that is that the husband promises the wife that if she dies and the husband gets the Ksuba, nevertheless, when the husband is going to die, that amount of the Ksuba that he yarshin will be given with a favorable proportion to her sons. So she hasn't lost the Ksuba. The halacha is, if they don't write that, then it's still passed over to her sons because it falls into the category of Tanai Bezdin. Benon Nekvan, another part of the Ksuba that's written, that for the female doors, Davle Chaminoi, Havin Yasvin Bebesim, Misaz Mechasi, Ate Tisalchin Legovrin, that our daughters, they'll be able to stay in our house, the husband promises, be fed in the house until they're married off. If they don't write that as well, chayiv, he's still chayiv for it, shu tnai bezin, because it's a tnai bezin. Ate yasvi bebesim isaz mechasi kol yimei megra munaseich. And also, he writes into the ksuba that, or he's supposed to write, that she is allowed to stay in his house and eat from his nechasim while she, if he dies first and she is a widow, chayiv, if he doesn't write it, he's still chayiv on it. Shehu tnai bezin, it's also a tnai bezin. Kacha yu anshe Yerushalayim kaisvin. This is what the anshe Yerushalayim used to write. In other words, they would include all of what we mentioned from the ksuba. Similarly, anshe Galil haye kaisvin kanshe Yerushalayim. Anshe Galil would also follow this custom. Anshe Yehuda had a slightly different writing. Anshe Yehuda, and they would write, Archi Yirtsu Ayorshin Litin Laksubasech. You could sit in the house and eat from the Nechasim of my estate, writes the husband, until the Yarshim give your Ksuba. Lefichach, and if that's so, Imratsu Yarshin Nos Laksubasu Potrinosa, then they could give her the Ksuba and they no longer have to support her. We will pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, where the Gemara will give us the background of Ksubas Benin Dichrin, what it's based on, and how it works. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Beis in Meseches Ksubas.